Let's start now with a closer look at one line in Trump's proposed federal budget, the one that would slash funding for the Meals on Wheels program. It's got a lot of people wondering, why cut a program that delivers meals to homebound elderly people? Trump Budget Director Mick Mulvaney's answer yesterday, Meals on Wheels doesn't work.
I can't defend that anymore. We cannot defend that anymore. We're $20 trillion in debt.
One who disagrees with that logic is Linda Lee. She's executive director of Korean Community Services of New York, a group that delivers 150 meals to homebound seniors every day.
We have about three trucks that go out and deliver the 150 meals every day. And our head cook at the senior center, she herself is a senior. She's 90 years old. She's Korean. And her and her staff get to the senior center around 6:30 in the morning. And that's when they start preparing all of the homebound meals.
And what kind of things does she make every day?
The typical meal consists of some sort of meat, whether that's beef, chicken, fish, or maybe tofu. And then it usually comes with kimchi, which is, you know, the pickled cabbage. That's very traditional in Korean food, along with another vegetable side dish, as well as rice, a soup, a piece of fruit, as well as a carton of milk.
What's at stake for Korean seniors without this service?
Aside from the actual nutrition that they receive from these meals, it really provides such an intangible service in terms of the connection they have to another human during the day. It's so much more than just, you know, delivering food. You know, oftentimes the drivers are the only ones that they come into contact with throughout the day. The drivers have really great relationships with the clients that they deliver the meals to. And it's a way for them to also check up on the seniors, make sure that everything is okay, that there's something else that they need, and also to make sure that they're, you know, answering the doors and physically well. If it weren't for the drivers coming daily, we wouldn't be able to find out about health emergencies during the course of that 24 hours.
And your drivers are, of course, Korean as well.
Yes, most of them are first generation, meaning they immigrated here from Korea, and they themselves are seniors, actually, and they do speak the language, which is super helpful when it comes to the clients that we serve.
Why is it important to have a Meals on Wheels specifically for the Korean community?
I think it's important because they're able to eat the foods that they've grown up with their entire lives. And actually, what we've seen happen is some of the clients that we cannot serve, we actually refer them out to other mainstream agencies where they get American food or frozen food. And what ends up happening is that they just don't eat it. And if they don't eat the food, their nutrition drops. I mean, it's physically, it's devastating. But also, I think that one meal that is culturally competent to them makes them feel still connected in some way.
And what was your reaction today when you heard that Meals on Wheels may be cut if what the president wants in his budget goes through?
My heart sank. And the reason why is because, you know, I feel like oftentimes seniors are left out. They're forgotten about. And we want them to age well. We want them to be honored for all of the things that they've done for us.
I've read that it's a possibility that the money that President Trump is trying to save by cutting budgets like for Meals on Wheels could be used to build a border wall in Mexico. What would be your reaction to that?
I don't even know what to say to that. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure that doesn't happen. Our community members may be labeled as so-called quote-unquote immigrants. You know, they are citizens. They've been here for many, many years. And they contribute to this society as much as anyone else does. And so I think we need to make sure we take care of people living in our own country before we're concerned about building a wall to Mexico. I don't know.
Linda Lee is executive director of Korean Community Services of New York. It's based in Queens. Her group delivers 150 meals a day to homebound Korean seniors through their Meals on Wheels program. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you so much.